boil an egg, you toughen the white. You toughen the whole egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high-protein food, and it toughens.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, people that say they're boiling an egg, they're not boiling it. They bring the water to the boiling point, cut your fire off, and let it set in hot water a certain length of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. The yolk will darken.
Yeah, that's true. Is that what makes it darken?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't know that's what made it do it. I learned more stuff from these interviews.
Sulfur oxide, if you know.
Oh, okay.
The chemist here. I brought her with me.
Yeah. Let's see if I have any other questions like this. Oh, if you crack an egg and just dump it in water, that's, I think you stir it around like this.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it
poached.
Okay. What about another kind of breakfast food that you make up with a batter and then you spoon them out onto a griddle and then...
Pancakes.
Okay. You ever hear them called anything else?
Hotcakes.
Okay. What do you pour over them?
Syrup. Butter.
Okay. And what's the syrup made of? Or is it?
Maple. Supposedly maple syrup, but most of them are substitutes.
Yeah, really. Well, did you ever use anything besides maple syrup?
No, there are. Well, I guess I did too. They make the strawberry and different flavored syrups that are thinner than the jellies. We don't use a jelly or that type of thing, but you can get them thinner, especially when you eat out.
Did you ever use anything that's thicker?
No.
Okay, describe for me what all a man puts on when he dresses up to go to church.
Oh,
I'm getting a respectable distance.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you don't mean from the bottom up.
No. Beginning with a shirt.
A suit.
Okay.
A suit, a dress shirt, and tie.
Okay.
And a coat. Well, a dress suit includes the coat. And nowadays, a vest. If it's cold, a top coat, a hat, a pair of dress shoes usually, or a good pair of boots.
Unless I missed something, you left one thing out.
Socks.
Coat and
shirt
and
pants.
Yeah. Okay.
And part of his suit.
Okay. Yeah. Right. But if he's not dressing up, instead of just pants, he might wear, like if he's going out to work on a farm or something, what would he wear instead of just plain pants?
He could wear overall.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, many of them wear blue jeans and a jacket, work shirt to match, or khakis.
Okay.
A pair of khaki pants.
Okay. Something that you would carry your money in would be a...
purse.
Okay. And if it was small...
A wallet.
Okay. If it just had a little clasp on it for carrying coins, what would you call it?
A little coin purse.
Okay. And a woman might wear around her wrist?
A watch or bracelet.
Okay. And what did men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I don't recall.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay.
Or a newspaper, if you don't have an umbrella.
Or a sweater, or... When you make up the bed, what's the last thing that you pull up on the bed?
The bedspread.
Okay. Ever hear that called anything else?
Yes, there's an older name for that. Let's see, what is it? Is it counterpane?
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a... What?
A pillow.
Okay. And did you ever see a kind of pillow that's round and long and goes all the way across the bed?
A sham.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Swatch.
Okay. Anything else you might call it?